Scrape away, if you will, 2,000 years of barnacles that have collected on the image of that last word. The Lord added to their number those who were being saved. Peel away, chisel, if you have to, the accumulated mass of generation after generation of dubious people dubiously asking, "Are you saved?" Rinse away, if you will, the layers of disdainful revulsion from those who have been asked that question at the most inopportune times, or when it was offensively or just laughably tone-deaf to the circumstances in which it was being asked. Separate and put aside for now, if you will humor me, the image that jumps into your mind of the words "Jesus saves," brightly illuminated in signs on the highway, or crudely hand-painted on the sides of crumbling buildings in inner cities, or etched forebodingly onto collapsible kiosks in which frowning and visibly disturbed zealots harass the crowds passing by and set aside whatever animal fears or private feelings that those images might conjure in your mind. And let's see if, just for a moment, we can set all of that aside and read, as if for the first time, the last phrase of that sentence. All who believed were together, and day by day the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. Who are these people? And what about them, and what about their lives is being saved? And from what? And to what? Jesus had said to the disciples, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." There's a ministry in Black Mountain called Bounty and Soul. Their mission is to provide access to fresh produce and wellness education for individuals and families, and they do a magnificent job. In response to the massive disruption of this pandemic, they have moved, for the time being anyway, their operations to the giant parking lot of what used to be the Bilo on Highway 9. If you're interested in going there for food, take a look at their website first. There are only specific hours when they set these up. They're called markets, but they don't charge you any money for this. I had the privilege of being on the board of Bounty and Soul for a few years, which meant that I went to meetings and I voted on some things, but it was really the other people, amazing, phenomenal people, who did the actual work of Bounty and Soul. It was an inspiration every day for me to witness firsthand how that organization and its dedicated people, the limitlessly commendable staff and volunteers, as they did two things simultaneously. They work to make sure people have access to nutritious food and outstanding health information, and they participate in the phenomenon of community being created. If you can join them, please do. If you can support them, please do. If you can pray for them, and I know you can, please do. So lines at the distribution point these days are very long, and they are meeting the challenge head on. And people are having access to food, people of all backgrounds and every social standing and every geographical location from around our area. All these people knowing, or quickly learning, that in the face of a virus that couldn't care less who you are or what your circumstances were 2.5 months ago, we are all vulnerable physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, economically, and the people are finding access to food that is precious and good and perishable, just like we are. And community is being built. Swannanoa Valley Christian Ministry, SVCM, from the first day of this pandemic, has continued to be there to meet the most basic needs of people in our community, just as they have been every day for years and years. Every day they are working to find ways to make sure people get fed and clothed and sheltered and have what they need to survive. When circumstances went sideways in this community, as they did all over the country and all around the world, SVCM found ways to keep making it work. If you can help them, please do. The Black Mountain Counseling Center is using every bit of their considerable expertise and compassion and grit to find ways to keep working with their clients in a very delicate time when the specter of catastrophe is breathing down the backs of people's necks like a dragon hovering just behind us. If you can support the Black Mountain Counseling Center, please do. For each of those ministries that I've just named, I guarantee there are dozens more that are also worth supporting, also doing fantastic work, who are making sure that people have access, making sure that people are loved and know they are loved, making sure that people's basic humanity is respected. Ministries that are working to be there for their communities and, if necessary, helping to create healthy communities in places where healthy community is one of the most pressing needs. For each of those programs and organizations, there are 1,000 people or 10,000 people who at this very moment are giving something up, giving up their money or their time or their energy or the boundaries of their comfort zones or their pride or their exclusive copyrights or whatever to make sure that somebody else has enough of what a person needs to make it through another day. The first disciples were experiencing a new way of living, sharing everything they could with one another, and recognizing that as the context in which they and others were being saved. The Holy Spirit was the whole time doing amazing works within each person and in the collective whole. In other words, the people could now see what God was doing, the Easter promise of the risen Christ through a new lens. The context of people knowing and feeling and experiencing the Spirit at work was through the lens of a situation in which people of all different kinds and from all different backgrounds were caring for one another and being cared for by one another. New relationships were springing to life. And community, which literally means to be with each other as one, community was being created. No longer did life reveal itself to them through the lens of division, retribution, fear, and death. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread from house to house and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. Psalm 23's first words, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. God is my shepherd, I shall not lack for anything." God sets up, prepares, arranges, ordains, sets a table in front of me and in front of my enemies. My cup overflows, rawaya, a word directly related to ruach, the word for spirit, wind, breath, as in the Spirit of God or the wind from God or the breath of God that hovered over the waters at the very beginning in Genesis. It's the Spirit of God that fills my cup to overflowing, but not just in a spiritual sense, but in the physical sense. The thief comes looking to steal, to kill, to destroy. Jesus came that we may have life and have it abundantly. Life that is more than life. Life that is extraordinary, beyond what it already is. Extraordinary. The people being called into that extraordinary life devoted themselves to the teaching about who Jesus is and what God wants for us and how it is that the Holy Spirit works within the body of Christ to save people. They devoted themselves to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and prayers. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. It wasn't too many years earlier that, according to Matthew, a messenger of God had appeared in a dream to a man who was a 1,000-year descendant of King David. And the messenger said to the man, whose name was Joseph, "Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." The Hebrew word for being delivered, being rescued, being saved is embedded in the letters of the name Jesus. Day by day, they broke bread from house to house and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. This is resurrection. This is Easter. This is the story of Jesus, which is the story of us. What do you see happening around you today? And what do you suppose God is interested in doing today with you? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen.